Welcome to Speaking of Sex with the Pleasure Mechanics. I'm Charlotte.
I'm Chris.
In this podcast, we'll have honest conversations about sexuality. We offer expert advice and practical strategies so you can experience more sexual pleasure. We use explicit language and nothing is taboo. You can submit a question at pleasuremechanics.com or by calling 302-IN-TOUCH and leaving a message. Today we have a question from a listener about vibrator burnout. Chris is going to read the question.
So this was submitted by a listener named Anna. She says, "Hi guys, a question about clitoral stimulation. I used to be able to manually stimulate myself. I have moved through vibrators over the past few years, starting off with a small one. Now I use a huge Hitachi back massager. Sounds funny, but it's awesome. My question is this. It feels like I'm burning my clit out as I can't get off manually anymore. Even the smaller vibrator is no good. I need the big kahuna. Is it possible to burn your clit out? The sensitivity is no longer there and I need the big job to get the job done. Like building up a tolerance to something, you need more and more just to get the same effect. It just kind of sucks that I feel no sensitivity anymore, and to be honest, I don't have the care or patience to completely retreat or to try to get off manually. Is there anything I can do to become more sensitive again? It's not like I'm having sex every day either. It's about once every 2 weeks at this point. Granted, we have two small kids. Is this normal? Is it an age thing? I'm 37 with a 15-month-old and a 2.5-year-old. I'd just like to be able to get turned on like I used to. Thanks so much. You guys are great."
Well, Anna, I think that's a great question. I think there are a lot of women in actually a similar situation. We hear again and again with the Hitachi that people, once they get into the habit of using the Hitachi, are not able to experience orgasm in other ways. It is an extremely powerful vibrator, and we do have some thoughts on this.
So I think there are two issues here. One is numbness and desensitization of the clitoris, and the other is dependency or addiction to your vibrator. So we're going to break it down in those two categories.
We believe that pleasure is good and that orgasms are good. So the fact that you're finding ways to experience pleasure in your body and have orgasms is a great thing. And vibrators absolutely have a role in that for so many women.
Yeah, for a lot of women, orgasms are elusive and vibrators offer a very quick shortcut to orgasms. For some women, they are the pathway to first becoming orgasmic. And then you have to kind of work backwards from there and figure out how to be orgasmic without them. So, you know, we are generally pro-vibrator and pro-sex toy if they help you become more orgasmic and experience pleasure. But they do have their drawbacks. And we're going to discuss some of that today and offer some solutions for women who are experiencing vibrator burnout.
Yeah, vibrators make orgasms so quick and easy. They decrease the latency period, which means the amount of time it takes to go from zero to orgasm. Women often take between 5 and 25 minutes to experience orgasm. So vibrators can absolutely decrease the amount of time that you need to be able to come. And that absolutely has its place in our busy lives.
So vibrators work primarily by creating a strong vibration using a motor inside the toy. And there's all different styles of vibrators, from little silver bullets to more dildo style vibrators to very high-end artsy vibrators to the Hitachi Magic Wand, which is the strongest vibrator on the market. It was designed originally as a back massager, but the sex community picked up on it, and it's now kind of the Cadillac of vibrators, a very heavy-duty plug-in toy. But all vibrators work with the same kind of motor that create a vibrating sensation, and some have many speeds and many modes. Some offer different rhythms, but they all create a pulsating, vibrating sensation that most women put right directly onto their clitoris and ride it out until they have an orgasm. And so what's happening in the body in this scenario is the nerve endings in the clitoris, and there are many, it's one of the most sensitive parts of the human body, male or female. When you put a vibrator on your clitoris, all of the nerve endings start firing all at once from the intense, persistent stimulation of the vibrator. and this sends lots of signals to your brain. You experience a quick peak of arousal and an orgasm. And I think a lot of women end up clamping a vibrator down on one same spot and taking the quick, surefire path to orgasm. Let's face it, we're all really busy, and sometimes you just want a quickie and you want to take, you know, the quickest route to get off, have an orgasm, and be done. This is fine, there's nothing wrong with it, but it does limit your pleasure because you're only stimulating a certain number of nerve endings right around where you're touching down with the vibrator, and you're ignoring a lot of other parts of your sexual anatomy that can be stimulated to bring you a broader, deeper, wider range of sensations and pleasure. So you just need to be honest with yourself that that's what you're doing, that you're taking the quick route, you're taking a shortcut and kind of hotwiring your sexual system to give you the surefire way to an orgasm. And I think once you're honest with yourself about that, you can start deciding when that's what you want to do. You know, I'm busy, kids are going to be home in 20 minutes, I need an orgasm to get on with my day, go, go, go. And those times when you have more time to relax and enjoy a longer period of sensation, maybe you choose to do that. And I think by being honest with yourself about what you're doing, you allow yourself to have a wider range of experience when you have time for it.
Some women become dependent on their vibrators, where they become so used to the particular kind of sensation that the vibrator is giving them that their bodies become dependent on that sensation to create orgasm. They're not addicted. If the vibrator were taken away, they'd be fine, but they are dependent on the vibrator for orgasms.
And a lot of women experience this as troubling when they try to have orgasms with their partners and find that no amount of stimulation from their partner's hands or through oral sex or through intercourse are bringing them to climax. And that can become a little alienating for both you and your partner and decrease intimacy. A lot of women like integrating vibrators into partnered sex, and again, there's nothing wrong with that, but when your body becomes so dependent on the vibrator for an orgasm, you are limiting your options.
So I was at a sex party once, and there was this one woman that was about to have four other women working on her body to create pleasurable sensation. And she walked into the room and I heard her say, "Oh, there's a space by the outlet." And she was totally going to go plug in her Hitachi. And I did have a moment where I felt like you have four humans that are going to be working on your body and you're excited about the outlet. This is just to let you know, Anna, that you are not alone. A lot of women who use the Hitachi particularly do feel like it is the only way they can experience orgasm, even when they have people around that could assist them otherwise.
Right. I've been to a lot of sex parties, and just to be clear, this was years and years ago back in San Francisco.
Back in the day.
Back in our wild youth. Where there were multiple outlet strips, you know, power strips with 6-7 Hitachis plugged into them. And there were all these skilled lovers around, and all the women had Hitachis clamped to their clitorises. And, you know, I will own that I have a certain amount of judgment about this. The Hitachi, and I was a longtime user. I went through two of them. I burned out my first one. The Hitachi is so powerful that it, I think, does desensitize the clitoris. And you'll notice that, yeah, you said your smaller vibrators weren't doing the job anymore. Some people end up going to the high power speed on the Hitachi. People who were putting washcloths or blankets in between the Hitachi and their clitoris are now clamping them directly to the clitoris. When you start noticing that you need more and more powerful stimulation from your vibrator to have an orgasm, then there's no other conclusion to draw than you are desensitizing the clitoris. You know, and for me, I started noticing that my hands were going a little numb, like after holding and gripping the Hitachi so strongly, my hands started tingling.
And because of the vibration, like the such intense vibration of it, right?
Right. And, you know, I think this kind of clamping down and just doing kind of brute force stimulation of the clitoris is one way to get off, but it's not the only way. And so what I did and what I recommend people do is they start unplugging. Take a break from your vibrators, unplug them, put them away, lock them up, and start learning how to have orgasms through other forms of stimulation. Intermediate step there, if you don't want to go full
cold turkey
and lock up your vibrators, is to start playing with other ways of using your vibrators other than just lying on your back and clamping them on your clit. You could try putting your vibrator on a pillow and straddling the pillow and having to move your hips and kind of ride the vibrator and find sensations that way. You can hold the vibrator a few inches out from your body and have to lift up your hips and wiggle around to try to kind of search for the stimulation. You can just play games with yourself and use the vibrator in different ways on different parts of your genitals, so that you're not always just locking and loading in the same exact place on your clitoris. And here's the deal with your nerve endings. Every nerve ending has a certain threshold for firing. This means that it takes a certain amount of pressure, heat, vibration, whatever the stimulation is, to create an electrical signal that gets sent to the brain for processing. And this is a changeable threshold. Think about the fact that you wear clothes all day long and you don't feel those clothes after a little while. That's because the body tunes out sensation that it becomes used to in order to be available to process new stimuli. Whereas if you got naked and lie down on a bearskin rug, your body would process all of that stimulation because it's new and unexpected and exciting. So my theory, and you know, I'm not a doctor, I haven't done a $1 million research project on this theory, but if anyone out there can either confirm or debunk this theory, I'd love to hear from you. My theory is that when you use a vibrator in the same way, on the same place, over and over again, that you actually raise the threshold for those nerve endings so that they don't fire as easily. You're basically telling your body, this is the stimulation I'm putting in over and over again, ignore it. And that's just the simple way our anatomy works. And so when your body starts to ignore that stimulation, you have to push harder, you have to go to higher settings, you have to get a stronger vibrator to create the same effect. So the way to resensitize your clitoris is to mix it up and use the toy in a lot of different ways, in a lot of different areas, and start surprising your body once again. And, you know, I think from all of the hundreds of women I've talked to, the Hitachi is particularly susceptible to this, but any strong vibrator used in the same way again and again will desensitize your body to that stimulation. And that's not a problem or an injury, it's just the way the body works. And so we can learn from that and start surprising the body with new kinds of stimulation so you feel the full range of pleasure again. But I do recommend for women who have become dependent on their vibrators for orgasm, when you have the time, put them away and touch yourself with your own hands. There is no substitute for human touch, and this includes your own touch. It's a beautiful thing to touch yourself and touch your body. And, you know, I have the suspicion that many of us use vibrators to avoid touching our own bodies because it is more intimate. And just like avoiding intimacy with a partner, we can sometimes avoid intimacy with ourselves and seek out quickie orgasms using vibrators, but not be willing to be super intimate with yourself and touch your own body, caress yourself, and be the kind of lover to yourself that you deserve. So when you have a moment, take the time to take a long hot shower, apply oil or lotion all over your body, caress your curves, make sweet love to yourself, and then pleasure yourself using your own hands. You know, dip inside your own vagina with your fingers, feel your wetness, smell yourself, caress all parts of your sexual anatomy, and really try to discover what is possible for you. And you may find that after a long time of using vibrators, that you are kind of numb to your own touch, but be persistent with it and your anatomy will start waking up again and resensitizing and opening up to a whole range of sensation that you've been missing out on. And I think we all deserve that. You know, masturbation doesn't have to be a functional, get off quick kind of thing. It can be a really beautiful way to reconnect with ourselves and give ourselves a huge amount of pleasure that can be really nourishing and sustaining.
Another option if you want to make your body feel good and feel relaxed in short periods of time when you're a busy mum is also trying and exploring self-massage, not even necessarily of the vulva or clitoris, but of the rest of your body. You can create so much relaxation and pleasure in the rest of your body, and it can feel incredible. It can take 5 or 10 minutes after the shower. You know, you get out of the shower, you put on lotion or oil and just take those few minutes and massage your body. Light a candle if you want, kind of make an event of it. And it's creating more sensation in your body. It's creating relaxation and pleasure. And it's tending to yourself and taking care of yourself in a way that feels incredible. And it's also paying attention to the rest of your body as an erogenous zone. But the body is incredible. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. And it's so malleable. So even though you may be at a particular state with what you can and cannot feel right now, that doesn't mean that you have to stay there. And I know that your question was implying that maybe you didn't want to take some time. And I know our answer is saying that it is important to take time. But I think just know that any time that you put in will serve you in the longer term. And if perhaps there'll be plenty of moments where using the vibrator is makes perfect sense with your schedule and life, but taking the time to explore will allow your body to resensitize and wake up to all sorts of sensations that perhaps feel forgotten right now.
Right, because the good news is the desensitization that happens with vibrators is temporary.
Absolutely.
It's not a permanent injury. It doesn't last forever. It just lasts for, you know, a few weeks or maybe a few months, depending on how frequent and intense of a user you are. So when you get the time back in your life to spend more time with yourself and with your lover, know that pleasure is awaiting for you and you can start waking it up again with your hands. But for now, do try to create some variety. And, you know, even if it's 6 minutes instead of 3 minutes, find the time to start teasing yourself a little bit more and drawing out sensation from other parts of your body rather than just clamping the most powerful Hitachi you have down on your one spot of the clitoris that you know will bring you to orgasm the fastest.
Our video guide, The Pleasure Mechanics Guide to Fingering, is a fabulous stroke-by-stroke guide in leading you through waking up sensation in all parts of your sexual system. So if you need some more ideas about how to go about creating more sensation in your whole vulva area, it is a fantastic tool that you can use with your lover.
Yeah, so that video guide and 7 others on erotic touch skills and couples massage are available over at pleasuremechanics.com. And as a listener of the Speaking of Sex podcast, we'd like to offer you 20% off any of the download tone video guides. Simply use promo code SPEAKINGOFSEX, all one word, on the second page of checkout and you'll receive 20% off your order. Also at pleasuremechanics.com, you'll find lots of great free sex advice and resources. And you can ask us a question to be answered in future episodes of our podcast by going to the Ask Us Anything page on pleasuremechanics.com or by calling 302-IN-TOUCH and leaving us a voicemail message.
You can also subscribe to our free weekly newsletter for weekly sex advice, exclusive giveaways, and more at pleasuremechanics.com.
And if you like this podcast, do us a favor over on iTunes and give us a rating. 4 or 5 stars would be great, but give us your honest rating and review so others can discover this show. Thanks so much for listening. We hope to hear from you soon. I'm Chris.
I'm Charlotte. We're the Pleasure Mechanics, wishing you a lifetime of pleasure.
Cheers.